She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, let me tell you one thing. You know when I'm not articulate is after I've flown east mostly into LA, let's say LA to New York, and I have a little time zone jet lag issue going on. It is one of the worst feelings I have been searching for probably the past decade to really try to remedy this. So this segment, folks, you listeners, we are going to hopefully, like, everybody responds differently to things, but I want to put together a pretty comprehensive treatment plan for jet lag, because I got to tell you something. I mean, almost like weight loss, there are more remedies or so-called remedies for jet lag than there are time zones from long-standing antidotes like the no jet lag homeopathic tablets. I have tried those. They did not work for me, but I'm not saying they wouldn't work for you. And there's new brain stimulation headsets, all sorts of things. Now, here's the thing. You know, traveling, I think, even if it's to a destination that you're going to enjoy and you're going on vacation, it's rarely hassle-free, right? I mean, the packed airports, airports that now have security issues, so there's anticipatory stress, there's delayed or canceled flights. You know, and then for anybody who's traveling time zones and then also struggles with insomnia, I mean, it can jet lag, put a flag on the play there, jet lag. I mean, it can wreak havoc on sleep patterns, and then you're not productive and it takes you a longer time to recover. So let's talk about getting good sleep when you're traveling. I think it's extremely important. Now, a lot of people will ask me if they're just having sleep problems in general. Hey, what about melatonin? Well, my standing answer, and it hasn't really changed, is the only time that I recommend melatonin is when people are working swing shifts, okay? If they've got a factory situation where or in a retail situation where you have to go like do the setup or something, and that's going to really create a third shift situation where you're not going to be on your regular sleep pattern. Or the other time that I recommend melatonin is through when you're traveling through time zones, because for the most part, melatonin is an end organ hormone. Okay. And what I mean by that is if you're taking it every night, and if you're just taking this for a sleeper, oftentimes your brain is like, oh, I don't need to make any of that anymore. And so I really preserve it for just these two. But melatonin, it's a natural hormone. It's definitely sold as a supplement. It regulates the body's sleep-wake cycle, okay? Levels usually rise after dark, peak overnight, and then they fall in the morning. And in some studies, taking melatonin has been shown to be very helpful to fight jet lag. I recommend taking melatonin after dark, okay, because melatonin is associated with your sleep-wake cycle, and that's also sun-moon cycle, okay? We're looking at the rhythms here, and this is what we're trying to sync back up with when it gets disrupted. So after dark on the day that you travel, and for a few days thereafter, about 3 milligrams, all right? So for people flying east, I recommend taking melatonin in the evening, okay? So at 6 or 7, so maybe a little bit earlier, for a few days before your flight. So you can kind of, in my opinion, get a jump start on that time zone, all right? Because I think flying east is really the most difficult. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is lavender oil. I started using this about 5 years ago. And yes, there's a lavender oil that I think is extremely, I mean, lavender oil, even the essential oil, is a proven sleep enhancer. There was a small study conducted by psychologists at the Wesleyan University in Midtown, Connecticut. Lavender was shown to act as a mild sedative, promoting deep sleep and leaving people who took it feeling more refreshed the next day. So, you know, I carry, you know, the plain size essential oil with me, and I put it on my hotel room sheets and on the pillow. And I do that as soon as I get in the room. So if I'm flying east, it's so great because it starts to help me basically just wind down. There also is a clinically studied oral preparation of lavender called Calmaid that you can get here in the United States. That it's all it is. It's a little gel cap of lavender, and you might, after you take it, you might burp it up a little bit, but it's okay because aromatherapy is certainly very useful, and I think it's big bang for your buck then. But that is another one. So melatonin, lavender, another, you know, natural remedy that people really don't think about that I think is extremely effective. I started doing this about 5 years ago, is pycnogenol. Okay, this is a dietary supplement. It's a trademarked extract of the bark of French pine trees. Okay, and it has shown in a study in 2008 to reduce jet lag symptoms. So I recommend 50 milligrams of pycnogenol. Okay, that's P-Y-C-N-O-G-E-N-O-L, 3 times a day for a week, starting 2 days before their flight, before your flight. That's what I've been doing. And it, I got to tell you, I'm more alert. I'm less fatigued and I just feel a little bit more vital. I don't have that, that sluggishness that is associated so often with jet lag. Now, I do that there. I had a patient yesterday and he has a little Ambien, as PRN. That means as needed. So these are sleep medications, prescription sleep medications. Now, I think that they can be definitely helpful when traveling west to east, especially, okay, like on transatlantic flights. When flying in the opposite direction, the longer lasting pills, this is what I can weigh in on the sleep medications, like Lunesta or the continued release Ambien tend to work much better. But you really should limit, in my opinion, these particular agents to as needed, the least amount as possible. And certainly this is some people have a hard time with this. You've got to be able to not have alcohol and not mix the prescription sleep medications with alcohol. I think that's a misstep, and people think that I'm going to take a little Ambien with a glass of wine and that's really going to create a cocktail for me to go to sleep. Well, it's going to put you to sleep, but those are two central nervous system depressants, and you can get yourself into trouble, and the next morning you're not going to feel that great. All right, you really aren't. Now, another thing, soak up the sun, okay? When flying west to east, again, you're likely to feel sleepy on the day after you arrive. I get that, you know, sort of that's what I've been combating for about a decade now. So getting as much sleep as possible the night before will help, and so will getting some sun, all right? To keep awake, get bright light early in the day sun by turning on a bright, you could use sun if it's there, right? Or a bright lamp, there's the light boxes that are very common. I actually have one because I've really been trying. I love being in that rhythm. I love being in that circadian rhythm. And I think it's one of the healthiest things that we can do. So if you're a traveler, some of these things can help you keep in that rhythm and then therefore keep well, all right? Also, I do think that when you're flying west to east, do avoid taking naps, okay? If you fly east to west and arrive in the afternoon, you can definitely get some late afternoon sun and try to stay awake until your usual bedtime back east. I think that's the most important thing, is just, you know, kind of keeping on that rhythm and letting your body adjust as naturally as possible. So the other thing you might want to think about when you're traveling is getting ahead of schedule, all right? Adjusting to the time zone you're traveling before you get on the plane can help you stay ahead of jet lag. I have done this if I have time, because certainly that's a whole nother, I mean, it's a lot to plan for trips. You have to pack, you have to think about how you're gonna get yourself from the airport to the airport. There's tons and tons and tons to think about. It's mentally exhausting, if not physical exhausting, and anticipatory stress is in there as well. Think about, if you have the time, getting ahead of the schedule and adjusting your time zone, adjusting to the time zone that you're traveling before you get a couple days. If you're flying east, you might want to go to sleep an hour earlier than usual each night for a few days before your flight. If you're traveling in the opposite direction, you might want to stay up a little later than you would normally. All right, this would generally only be useful if you will be at your destination for more than 2 days. Yeah, so if you're really planning that transatlantic flight and a great vacation and you're going to Europe or what have you, it might be good so you can enjoy the quality of your time there, decrease jet lag by going ahead and getting ahead of the schedule. Making these adjustments gradually is absolutely essential, okay, over a period of time. And then you can sink back in with that rhythm easier and more naturally. All right, so that, oh, there's some tips for beating jet lag. The lavender works amazingly. Melatonin, if you're flying east, for sure. Pycnogenol, 50 milligrams, 3 times a day, a few days before your flight. Thinking about getting your head out of the schedule and soaking up that sun, all right? The moon and the sun and your circadian rhythm. Thanks for listening.